So, Nimmer, I want to try something that I've never done before. You're a comedian. I got the Tech Week headlines here. I'm going to read some of the headlines, get your reaction. We'll see if they're funny or if they're not.
Oh, God.
Or if you have any reaction.
This is where it all comes apart.
Right.
Off the bat.
So, the Tech Week headlines. Google today launched Daydream, a new virtual reality platform and headset that's said to be better than the $15 Google Cardboard, but not as cool as a big Oculus or HTC Vive. But there's one problem. It only works with one phone, the Google Pixel, for today. Pretty funny, huh?
I wouldn't consider it funny. I just consider it – I don't know what it is about Google and the hardware tech that they create. It's as if they're gearing towards not making it popular. I always get that feeling. So I don't know if you're going to come out and say something like, you know, we're in between the HTC Vive and the Oculus, which are fighting to become – socially like a norm, and then Google Cardboard. I just never got that name for
it's got to be, it's cloth.
I mean,
it's got to be a lot right, more it's comfortable be, than well, the cardboard.
So Daydream is $80 and it's more comfortable and it looks better, but it still snaps into a phone that nobody has. The Pixel is a great phone, but have you met anybody who has one?
Not yet, but
I'd love, I don't know. I mean, I would love to try one.
Yeah.
I'm very open.
Okay.
Especially after, you know, I'm a Note user and the Note 7.
Yeah.
Went rogue
okay,
on everyone.
Okay, so I've got the flip of the Note. How about drones that fall out of the sky? GoPro just 2 weeks ago launched the Karma drone, which quickly became my favorite drone ever, producing absolutely amazing shots. But there's just this one little problem. Some of the units fell out of the skies in midair.
Once again, these things are tragic. I feel bad for, I mean, first of all, like Samsung and now GoPro. And GoPro is in a touchy situation right now. I mean, this was supposed to be their Note 7, in a way, right? This was going to be their comeback.
This is their iPhone killer.
Their iPhone killer.
Absolutely.
And the fact that they're falling. What is the worst thing that you could have done to a drone?
A hardware problem.
Is literally that it falls from the sky.
Falls on your head.
If they were recalling it because the camera was losing connectivity or just turning off mid-flight, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
But that it's falling out of the sky, that's the worst scenario. Or falling and then exploding, I think, would be the next level.
So the other big story this week, you may have heard, I don't know, maybe you heard it. We had an election for president, and this predictive technology to tell us how people were planning to vote was 100% inaccurate. Most polls are still done on landlines and cell phones, while NBC and CBS also added online polling. All were wrong. What do you guys think? What do you think about these polls? How upset are you?
I think it's really fascinating. I mean, four major networks, two both campaigns, and gobs and gods of
newspapers.
And individuals, hobbyists. There's very few people who got this correct, which is fascinating.
The LA Times got it right, and there's this app called Zip.
As a comic, you're supposed to. My career is built on knowing your crowd,
right?
And I came in from the Middle East a few years ago and have been able to make great strides in very non-Arab-friendly places very, very quickly. And that's because I understand the audience very, very well and very, very quickly. And when he started talking, I was like, this guy's going to go straight to the top. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, I had full faith that he could defeat Trump. But Hillary, there was no chance. So I was always shocked every time I would read the polls. There should be the gut
index. Technology, which was used a little bit this year, but not in a big way. Can it save it?
The Note 7 blew up, right? Samsung took a huge hit to the brand. This is the equivalent in polling right now. This is the worst. I mean, 99% of all polls predicted one thing, and 99% of all polls were wrong. You can't come back from that. Today, at the peak of technology and accessibility into people's lives and stuff, it was a cataclysmic failure.
And even as simple as one little anecdote I understood, which is that some of the folks who were doing polling of Hispanics didn't speak Spanish. Did the data scientists or the statisticians understand that? Were they just blindly relying? Like, that's a huge problem because that is a skewed audience right off the bat, right?
Yeah, you need somebody who understands
this. So, like, is this stuff, I mean, what happened?